Now on Sports Today, the coaches back to back. For Pedders, the place to go before you tow. Brake, steering and suspension. See pedders.com.au.
And representing the Fremantle Dockers, g'day Michael Pryor.
G'day Brad, how are you?
Good, how did the review go today?
We do the review tomorrow, mate. So
You're waiting that long?
We're obviously reviewed the game individually, but we'll come together and put the package together to show the players tomorrow.
So what did you come up with? Is it a day off today, Michael? That's how it works, isn't it, on a Monday?
Yeah, it is, Carl. Yeah.
Mate, just quickly, I know that last week there was a lot of meetings where you sit around and talk about it. From what I see, mate, it'd be a pretty easy fix if you could hit some targets. The skill level, mate, was ordinary on the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, it's a key in today's game. You've got to be able to hit your targets. Obviously, turnovers, and we've seen in the last, the first two rounds that turnovers are really getting counterpunched from, you know, even in your forward 50. So skills, the utmost importance. And, you can't hit your targets, you're going to get hurt down the other way. And we made some howlers on the weekend, that's for sure.
How are you going to get that right balance? Only five goals the first week, and the Bulldogs, as you say, punished you on the rebound. But the backs held up pretty well. I thought Zach and those guys did okay, but it wasn't there on the weekend. I mean, you got the scoring going right, but you still leaked at the other end.
Yeah, we did. And there was just some fundamental things that we didn't do on the weekend that really cost us. And, you know, our defenders did get beat one-on-one a little bit. But I think if we sit here and we just say that it was defenders, I think you got to look, you know, at the pressure coming out of the midfield and a range of things. So although we were beaten down there, there was other contributing factors to it.
There's no doubt about that. Look, I made the point off the top of the program about the Sydney-Carlton game where Sydney clearly were going man-on-man with Carlton. I don't see why, Michael, that teams have shied away from that sort of a style. I know that the in thing is to be this attacking, offensive team that scores 100 points, but you know what? You blokes have been pretty efficient doing it the other way.
Yeah, we have, that's for sure. But I think, more and more sides are going, you know, they're calling it assertiveness these days and, trying to play out in front of their opponents and all this sort of stuff. But, we thought that, we've been pretty good the last couple of years. We've been playing a different style, so it's something we're going to have a look at for sure.
Do you consider going back, Michael, with what's transpired in the first couple of weeks?
Oh, look, it's definitely going to be a talking point for us. I don't think we'll go right back. I think the game's changed too much to go right back to that one-on-one style. But, it's certainly something that we're going to have a look at in depth.
Who's instigated the changes, Ross, or is it with the fact that you got David Hale and these other guys coming in from Hawthorn, Guerra, or was it a roundtable thing?
Oh, no, look, it's been from all the coaches, everyone's input, and just the way that we see the game and where it's going. So, and obviously looking at other teams and how they're going about it. And, you've got to keep moving with the times. You can't stay stagnant and you've got to try things. Even when you're at the very peak of your game, if you just stay still and don't try things, you're not going to improve. So, you look at American sport and when they're at the peak of their powers, they still implement change. So that's what we're about as well.
Michael, I read online where Nat Fyfe suggested that, you know, they haven't quite embraced or it's not working quite the way the subtle changes are going. Are you worried that the players might lose faith in that sort of style of play? Is that a cause for concern?
I don't think the players will lose faith at all. I think we've got a really good coachable group and, whatever we put to them, and it's not just us, they're heavily involved with the input as well because they're very smart players these days. So we go in with a plan and we try and implement that plan, but it's from the coaches and from the playing group as well.
You won the contested possession, you won the inside 50, you just couldn't finish it off. And even right from the start, Michael, it looked like it was going to be a bad day when, you know, your former captain Matthew Pavlich has a couple of shots from 30 on only slight angles and they miss. And Nathan Fyfe, who's, one of your leading players from the top of the goal square, misses from 12 metres.
And Alex Pearce sockers it into the goalpost.
Correct, and it goes on. It was just one of those days. It was a shocker.
Yeah, but you're right. They're the ones we need to kick early. The Pav, and look, Pav's a fantastic set shot and goal, so you'd put them in the book, basically, but he missed two in the first quarter, and, you know, that really hurt us. So we need to be kicking those goals. Scoreboard pressure, and history will tell you, if you're up at, quarter time in a game, it's very hard, to come back and win or vice versa. To lose that game.
I realise match committee will be later in the week, but are there some blokes sailing close to the wind after the first two rounds already? Or is there something at Peel that can put some pressure on?
Oh, look, we've had some really strong performances at Peel Thunder. They've had a good win over Swans on the weekend. As you said, match committee's later in the week. But, I think four changes from round one. Whether we'll go and make four again, I don't know, but it's something that we're going to have to look at for sure. But we are getting some pressure for spots from underneath, which is fantastic.
I think the good part is, though, Matt, is that a couple of blokes you did drop, and generally they've been first men out of the boat regularly, Mazungu and Tabana. You know, Tabana has 25 possessions. For a big bloke and who's criticised about his marking, he takes 10 marks. He doesn't kick straight either, kicks 2-4. Mazungu gets it 25 times, and two of the leading players for Peel Thunder on the weekend. So even though they got dropped, be disappointed to go back and perform was good.
That's right, and you know, we've seen it, you've seen it when you play, boys, and I've seen it as well. When you go back, the players that have the right attitude will play well, and the players that go back and don't have the right attitude, they won't perform, and they don't do their chances any good at getting back in the team. So for Tabs and Moores, the two that you just said, to go back with the right attitude, perform, you know, if push comes to shove, that we'd have no hesitation in playing this week.
Is it more about what you need to do this week as opposed to what the West Coast Eagles bring to the table? Because these Western Derbies, well, as much as we like to say they're not, they're not just another game.
Yeah, I think it's a balance, Brad, to be honest. I think we need to fix our footy first and foremost early in the week, and then we'll get on and have a look at West Coast later in the week. But, you know, we've got to fix ourselves first and before we start looking at West Coast. But we can't just ignore West Coast. They're a well-led side from Adam and Shannon, so we need to be on our mettle.
Did you learn anything from Hawthorn yesterday, watching the game?
To be honest, mate, I haven't seen a minute of the game just yet. I've got it on my computer for tonight, so we'll have a look at that over the next couple of days and, you know, and see what they did and how they played and try and learn a few things.
You get a couple of Krispy Kremes and a Red Bull?
Stay up all night, you reckon?
Josh Gibson, just for the record, Michael, he had it 44 times at 84%. Billy Hartung, 32 times at 87%. That's what you need to get to.
Are they available for us this week?
No, they're not, but you've got plenty of blokes in there that are far more capable than what, say, Stephen Hill gave you, 29 touches on the weekend at 55%, and a bloke by the name of Daniel Pearce who had it a few times at 37%.
Yeah, that's not good. And Steve, that's probably an anomaly for Hilly. He's normally very good, so hopefully he's got that one out of the way early in the year and he comes to play and gives us something more than that on the weekend.
Collectively, when you come in for the team review, is it everybody have a right to say? Are they robust conversations between, you know, players and match committee?
Oh, yeah, they are. I think first and foremost it's with the coaches because then we'll deliver the right things to the players. But, you know, that meeting is quite robust and we all have our thoughts and where we can improve and what we did well and what we didn't. So we'll narrow that down and then go to the players. But, yeah, we've created an environment in our meetings where players, you know, they got the opportunity to talk and speak and we listen and learn from them as well. If we think we got all the answers, we're kidding ourselves. So, you know, when players putting it on other players and just making everyone accountable, but we've got the right environment for that down at the club.
Just got an SMS. Where's Shane Yaron at?
Yeah, he's not too far away. He's training really well. I think the fitness guys just wanted to get his body right, make sure that when he comes in, he's going to play regularly. You know, he come off that knee injury in the Waffle Grand Final, so and he's had a few little niggles since then. So they've really strengthened him up in his lower half, and he's looking really good. So expect him out there in the next few weeks.
Michael, thanks for your time. Good luck in the Western Derby this weekend.
Thank you very much, guys.